Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we examine the book of 1 Thessalonians and learn about turning the world upside down. Let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth, our conversation in the Bible day by day. We have a conviction at Everyday Truth, and that is that we ought to be in our Bibles every day. Not because it's some kind of a rite of passage or some kind of a rote thing that we do. It's because the Bible is food, and we need spiritual nourishment every single day of our lives. Our particular menu choice today is the book of 1 Thessalonians, and I'm joined by my good friend Scott Souther. We have been wading our way through chapter number 1. Not really concerned with how fast we're going, because we're not making great
time. We're not making headway, whole lot of headway.
But we're enjoying this power-packed little book of the Bible. We've been talking about a faith that works, a love that labors, a hope that endures. We've talked about that. A salvation that's real, really what I think would be the big picture of all of that. But now, today, if you're joining us by following along in your own Bible, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. The Apostle Paul is going to talk a little bit about what their testimony, how the gospel came to them and what it did in them. So how it came to them and then what it accomplished in them. Look at it in verse 5, if you would. It says, our gospel, and just stop for a moment right there. Our gospel.
Don't it's love, ours.
Yes. Yeah. Don't you love how the Apostle Paul just, he never looked at it primarily theologically or academically, although he describes it so well in those senses in the book of Romans, but he had that, always had that relational description of the gospel. It's our gospel. Mm-hmm. It's our Lord Jesus Christ.
And don't you think, Kurt, that when we talk about the gospel, it's the saving power of the good news. But don't you think that the gospel even goes farther than that? That the gospel gives us the power to live each and every day?
Well, and that's the point. And we're going to come back to that. And you've really kind of opened the can on what we're going to come back to that, because there are some that would say the gospel is just the starting point or the diving board for Christianity. No, it's not the diving board only. It's the swimming pool itself. Mm-hmm. It's not just how we get started. It's how we live every day. The gospel is not just our power in justification. It's our power in sanctification. So yeah, thanks for opening that can.
Okay.
But our gospel, watch it there in verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only. So if we're not careful, the gospel will just become words on a page or letters on a tract or a message that is perfunctorily told. And that's not the gospel. The gospel is the saving message of Jesus. And so when the Apostle Paul recounted those early days in Thessalonica when he was preaching in the synagogue, speaking to people day after day about who the Lord Jesus Christ is, he said, our gospel came not in word only, because words don't change lives and prayers don't save. No, Jesus changes lives and Jesus saves. So the gospel is the story of the life-changing message of Jesus.
Right.
So if I were to say to you today, Scott, the gospel, you know, how would you describe the gospel? Just
basic good news that God gives us. And two, if you take it even farther, it's God. If you take exactly verse 5 there and you want to break that down, as we're going to see in just a minute through the Holy Ghost, it's God drawing man by the Holy Spirit through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so it's a combination. It's a huge, more than a prayer, more than words. It is an act of Almighty God in the saving of one of his children.
It well said. So the gospel message is the way by which God draws people.
Perfect.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So specifically the word of his gospel. So there's the way by which God is going to draw people. Jesus said it this way, if I be lifted up, and so that verse is so erroneously quoted as if that means somehow we're supposed to write another praise course about him. I'm for every praise course written about Jesus, but that's not what that verse means. Lifted up meant this spake he concerning the way that he would die. In other words, lifted up means if I'll be crucified, if I will die for the sins of the world. So that's God draws man through the gospel message, the fact that Jesus died. The fact that Jesus was buried, the fact that Jesus rose again. This is the message the world needs. This is the life-changing message, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So those aren't just words.
No.
Paul said in Romans 1, it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So that's more than just mere words, my friends. That's the life-changing, life-giving message of the gospel. And as you already said, Scott, he really helps define it there in verse 5, because he says, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. So inherent in the gospel is power. That's why Paul said it is the power of God unto salvation. The fact Jesus died, the fact Jesus was buried, Jesus rose again. It's power. And in the Holy Ghost. And back to your point, you know, it's the Holy Ghost who doesn't point to himself. He always points to Jesus, who's drawing men to Jesus Christ to be reconciled to God, the work of the Holy Spirit. So in power in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, it is the Spirit of God who gives assurance in the hearts and minds of people that this is indeed truth. Ever wonder, Scott, sometimes how we as pastors and preachers, you know, what hope do we have that people are going to believe our message? Sometimes the things we say are incredulous.
Right.
Now, we're talking to people about a place they've never been. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about, you know, the Bible and the miracles. And, you know, sometimes you think, wow. Do you ever think that way?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Are people going to believe this?
Yeah, exactly. And you just wonder, you know, some of them are out there. You can see the look on their face. But here is the thing that I pray, and that is, Father, do what I cannot do. And that is speak to the hearts as I'm speaking to the man. And so that's the power of the Holy Spirit working while we preach.
So the assurance is a work of God on the inside.
Perfect.
Where he gives men and women that confidence that what is being said is true. I think one preacher friend said it this way to me. He said, it's the ring of truth. Sometimes when you hear something, there's that ring of truth that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. And so the gospel came in power. It came in the Holy Ghost. It came in much assurance. And then notice the human element in verse 5. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. So part of how God authenticated the gospel to the Thessalonian believers was through the life and testimony of the Apostle Paul. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. He's going to really unpack this definitively in chapter 2. But what a great thought that God wraps his message up in the testimony of people.
Man, look at how he put this verse together. First comes the word, next comes the power of the Holy Spirit, then comes assurance, and next it was all done by the manner of men.
The
testimony of men. And so you get to see that all come together there in one verse.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, even salespeople, not to denigrate the gospel to make it sales, because it's not, but even salespeople understand, okay, here's the product. And the product can be a great product, and you can demonstrate how this product works, the power of it, and convince people that it's a good product. But at the end of the day, it takes a satisfied customer to make that sale real. Yeah, and I've used this product. I bought this car. I went to this restaurant. I used this whatever. I was reading a book recently about the product Febreze. and how Febreze really molecularly, it does cancel out the odor at the molecular level, but no one would buy it at first. No one bought into that. And they actually added a scent to Febreze because it's scentless. They added a scent because they said people didn't want to buy something that they didn't have the sense that something's happening. It's completed here. So it's almost, that's what the testimony is. We don't add anything to the gospel. You know, the fact that I can testify that Jesus saved me does not make the gospel true or not true, but it adds scent to it so that people can say, wow, there's a sweet smelling savor to the gospel. It works in people's lives. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony.
Don't you think, Kurt, that that's what God means when he uses the verse adorning the gospel, that we are supposed to adorn the gospel? A Christmas tree is beautiful as it sets there out in the woods or at the lot, the beautiful garland or the greenery. But when you take it home and you decorate it up, it just brings you in and it entices it even more. And I think that's what you're saying there, is that, you know, we adorn the gospel and we do that by our testimony.
Jesus is the package. We are the wrapping paper. And I've seen some beautifully wrapped gifts. That's wonderful. It makes the gift attractive. But you know what? When the package is unwrapped, you throw the wrapping paper away. It's really, next to the package, it's really unimportant. And so that's right. We are the decoration. We are the adornment. I wonder, is my life, is your life? Listeners, how about your life? Are you adorning the gospel of God in a way that would want to make people open it? So what a great, as you said, what a great progression in verse 5. And then verse 6 real quickly, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that interesting? So the Apostle Paul said, you know, you made a human connection with us. You saw our testimony, how we invested faith in Jesus, how we followed, and you followed us and the Lord. I don't see those as contradictory thoughts. I see them as complementary thoughts, because we ought to follow people as they follow the Lord. I don't know, Scott, you weren't here for that podcast, but a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this very issue in the book of Philippians. We talked about how we ought to identify people that follow the Lord so that we can follow them as they follow the Lord, you know, to get in that line, so to speak.
Right. Yeah, just to have somebody in your life that is trying to follow Christ, it's always good to be able to look at them and watch their leadership as they go forward.
So let me set up our next episode, because we're out of time for today. But in verse 6, he said, so you followed us as we followed the Lord. So let's think about the line so far. Jesus is at the head of the line. Then Paul followed Jesus and Silas. And these Thessalonians are following Paul and Silas, who are following Jesus. But then verse 7, so that ye were in samples to all that believed in Macedonia and Achaia. And so then God used your testimony, and people followed you as you followed us, as we followed Christ. And that's the way it's supposed to work. It's supposed to snowball. It's supposed to connect so that people are reaching people who are reaching people, that principle of multiplication and winning the world to Jesus Christ. And so, my friends, I hope that you'll get in line today. I hope that you'll see your incredible position in the linear, in that lineation of the line of Jesus Christ, to say, somebody reached me, I'm going to reach somebody, and every single one of us is going to make much of the dynamic, powerful gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.